So yeah, just taking a moment now to choose where you want to be for the next 20, 25 minutes. And choosing where you want to be in your house and where you want to be in terms of orientation, sitting, standing, laying down, moving. And the theme this week is around gratitude. And really it's something about not needing to layer that on top of our experience. You know, in a sort of like, I need to be grateful sort of way, but more seeing if we can allow it to emerge out of our current experience. Following our sort of curiosity and our awareness of the truth of things, and then noticing if gratitude naturally emerges. In a way, I think gratitude is just a very wise way of seeing. Anyway, let's see. One of my Buddhist teachers, she begins all of her retreats with a reflection. Maybe we can do that now. So here you are on a Zoom call or listening to this recording. Okay, so in order for this to be possible, so many conditions are in place right now. So let's think. Well, first of all, that you're in good enough health and you have your hearing to be able to hear this. And you have a body which is well enough. And all the conditions that are in place to have a body. The chance of you being born are minimal. And yet here you are. And then, well, you're safe enough. Yeah, so being safe enough to listen to this. You have a space where you can listen. It's not illegal in your country. Yeah, you have freedom. So this is also much as we work with our inherited history of niceness, female conditioning. This is also probably the best time in history to be alive as a woman. You've got freedom, political freedom, to make choices, to make decisions. You've got financial freedom to pay for this membership, to be here. you've got technological freedom. And even if we just think, okay, there's technology here that's allowing this. You know, I'm sat in England speaking, and you are listening wherever you are. Everything that has been involved in making that possible. Just noticing how just a few of these reflections, and I could spend the next half an hour listing, going deeper into each of these, right? But if we just take health, safety, political, financial freedom, free time, you've got free time to listen to this. And technological opportunities. God, that's some amazing conditions. That's some rich conditions upon which to grow. Just noticing if your body has any response to that. And also in the check-in, there was this question of enoughness. Our culture draws us towards scarcity, towards lack. And yet to be here on this call, well, there's just a lot of abundance to make that possible. So seeing if there's any response there, what does your body know of this truth? You know, because it is a truth. And can you have a sense as you move back in and down towards yourself of just resting on this net of good fortune, resting on this soil of good fortune? And there's nothing in this to feel guilty for. We can sometimes do something funny around feeling guilty for our good fortune. But actually, if we can sink into it, let ourselves rest into it, well, then we can use it wisely. And I'm not trying to force anything here. Maybe you feel abundant in gratitude, and maybe that's not present right now, but maybe it's just being with the truth. Like our fragile lives are supported by unfathomable amounts of connection conditions, all conspiring to allow us to be here. The human mind can't comprehend it. And then you are the result of those conditions, yeah? So this goes back to not needing to earn your place here. It's like you are the fruit. The fruit of all these conditions. And then maybe you could draw a sense of this gratitude towards yourself. Here you are. And you've got yourself through the most challenging of times. Your younger self, what she's overcome, hard choices she's made, the way that she's looked to live deeper, find truth, beauty. She's got you here on this call. With no instructions of how to do this thing called life. having gratitude to yourself, small moments of kindness, brushing of teeth. Choosing to sit in the sun. She's doing so well. She's just doing so well. And then we're supported by other people, friends, lovers. Teachers. People that have shared a little bit of wisdom that's led us down another way. Maybe allowing whoever comes to mind and then gratitude to their teachers, you know. You know, lots of us follow lineages that go back thousands of years, you know. Travel from the other side of the world. And even if they don't, are good friends or wise counsel, have ancestors, supporters, you know. And each with their own struggles, each having overcome, lived through terrible times, as well as great joys. And then there are the people that we don't even think about. The person who picks your coffee the delivery man that brings your post, the person who purifies the water, the people that keep Zoom working. The woman who stocks the shelves at the local shop. And all of them with their own lives and heartbreaks and triumphs. And then there are even the difficult people, aren't they? The ones that we find challenging. And maybe it's harder to feel gratitude towards them. And I'm also sure it's true that a lot of us have become the people that we are through challenge and difficulty that involved other people. And then finally, opening up again to well, all of it really. Billions of miles away, a star is burning. You know, it's just the right distance away. And then letting go of any efforting here you are in the midst of all of that. Here you are as the fruit of all of that. And what if your job is to enjoy it? So gently becoming aware of fingers and toes. And a body that stretches. And taste. And hearing sounds near and far. And the sensation of air against your skin, clothes against your skin, temperature. And I'm very gently beginning to become aware of the room that you're in. You can take a little look around it. Maybe it's a little bit different than it was. Very gently coming back into your into this world.